I've been broadcasting in defense of Purple Loosestrife for over a decade. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Even more evidence in its favor in a moment.
You are listening to PesticideTruths.com.
Interesting new data on purple loosestrife comes from two studies done at the University of Guelph. Each was published in a professional journal. The first is entitled, quote, "The Implications of Accepting Untested Hypotheses, a Review of the Effects of Purple Loosestrife in North America." The abstract reads, quote, "The acceptance of poorly tested hypotheses has adverse scientific consequences and may have adverse ecological and social consequences. The hypothesis that purple loosestrife has deleterious effects on North American wetlands is an example. We traced the history of purple loosestrife and its control in North America and found little scientific evidence consistent with the hypothesis that purple loosestrife has deleterious effects. The general acceptance of this hypothesis, however, has resulted in the introduction of non-indigenous insects for biological control. Efforts to control purple loosestrife may be misplaced and may have long-term ecological consequences if loosestrife does not have the impact that it is believed to have. Careful evaluation of the precautionary principle is necessary when considering the control of non-indigenous organisms." End of quote. Still even more compelling evidence that purple loosestrife is not a villain? Next time. I'm Art Drysdale.